Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic enthusiast. You know that feeling when life just throws you curveballs left and right? Like a never-ending game of whack-a-mole with stress, anxiety, and deadlines. Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not powerless in the face of this chaos. We can actually cultivate inner calm and serenity even amidst the craziness. Sound impossible? Not at all. It's about training our minds like we train our bodies. Today, we are diving deep into practical stoic techniques to help you become a Zen master, one mindful moment at a time. Trust me, this stuff isn't just for monks in mountain caves, it's for the everyday badass navigating the hassle and bustle of modern life. Alright, let's get real. Here are 5 key takeaways that are going to blow your mind wide open. Number 1, accept what you can't control. This is a biggie, folks. We tend to stress over things beyond our influence, the weather, traffic, other people's opinions, you name it. But clinging to these uncontrollable variables is like trying to hold onto smoke. Focus your energy on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. It's like that saying, don't sweat the small stuff, but amplify it 1,000-fold. Number 2, practice mindfulness. Ever noticed how we often get caught up in our heads, replaying past events or worrying about the future? Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention back to the present moment. Pay attention to your senses. The feel of the sun on your skin, the taste of your coffee, the sound of laughter around you. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind and finding peace in the simple things. Number 3, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, this one is life-changing. Instead of focusing on what you lack, shift your attention to all the good stuff you already have. Your health, your loved ones, a roof over your head. A little gratitude goes a long way in shifting your perspective and bringing joy into your day. Think about it like this: you're walking around with a built-in happiness machine, just waiting to be turned on. Number 4, embrace negative emotions as opportunities for growth. You know that feeling when you get angry, frustrated, or disappointed? Those are all valid human experiences. But instead of letting those emotions control you, try to see them as learning opportunities. What can you learn from this situation? How can you use it to grow stronger and more resilient? Remember, even the darkest clouds have a silver lining. And finally, number 5, remember that you're not alone on this journey. Connect with people who uplift and inspire you. Share your struggles and triumphs with those who understand. Building a strong support system is essential for staying grounded and finding strength in community. Think of it like having a squad of stoic superheroes by your side, ready to tackle life's challenges together. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I was once in this crazy situation where I had a major presentation coming up, my computer crashed, and I was running late. Talk about panic mode, right? But instead of letting the stress consume me, I took a deep breath, practiced some mindfulness, and reminded myself that I could control how I reacted to the situation. I focused on what I could do while writing my presentation, finding an alternate computer, and getting there as quickly as possible. And guess what? It all worked out. The lesson here is, when life throws you those curveballs, remember your stoic toolkit. Alright, let's recap the key takeaways for today's episode. Accept what you can't control, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, embrace negative emotions as opportunities for growth, and connect with your support system. Remember, cultivating inner calm and serenity is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, challenges, and triumphs. But by incorporating these stoic principles into your daily life, you'll be well on your way to becoming a Zen master extraordinaire. So go out there, embrace the chaos, and find peace within the storm. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, please do me a solid and share it with your friends. Let's spread the stoic love and create a world where inner calm is the norm, not the exception. Until next time, stay strong, stay mindful, and keep rocking that stoic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.